Hello there and welcome to another Coffee with Colm, and thank you for joining me. I'm just back from Pendulum Summit, and the one I want to talk about today is Marshall Goldsmith. Marshall Goldsmith is reputedly the world's number one business coach, and Marshall Goldsmith said, "Admirals don't make suggestions." Admirals don't make suggestions. And if you think about it for a second, an admiral is the highest rank in the Navy. So an admiral's suggestion, is it really taken as a suggestion given that everybody else reports to the admiral? The answer is no. Can't possibly be a suggestion. Even though the admiral may want it to be a suggestion, an admiral never makes suggestions because his reports, his subordinates, take it as an order. An admiral's suggestion is taken up as an order and gets implemented. And why does it get implemented? Well, it's sort of CYA. It's cover your arse, let's be honest, right? Cover your ass if you're anywhere else other than Ireland or the UK. So the subordinates, the people who report to the admiral, hear the admiral making a suggestion about something about X, Y, or Z and say, do you know what? We better implement that. Because if we don't implement it and it goes wrong, well, then we're going to get blamed. And if we do implement it and it goes wrong, we can blame the old man. Happy days. That's win-win from their perspective, but it's not win-win from the admiral's perspective. He perhaps was only making a suggestion. It turns into an order because he's the boss, gets implemented for better or for worse. So what's that got to do with you or me if we're not admirals? Well, the reality is we're leaders in some shape or form in our organizations. Some of us perhaps are the boss, some of us are managing a group of people, but regardless, there are people, likely key reports, looking up to us. And therefore, if you or I make suggestions, oftentimes those suggestions are taken as an order to implement something, to implement our idea. And it's a very dangerous place to be. Let's say one of your key reports comes to you with an idea and you say, that's a great idea. And what if you added A, B, or C to that? Wouldn't that be even better? Well, what happens then? All of a sudden, the idea that he or she was all enthusiastic about is no longer their idea. It's now your idea. And while your idea, your extra few words may have added something to the idea, maybe to the tune of 5%, the key report's enthusiasm, ownership of the idea has gone down by 50%. The best thing you can do is allow somebody to come to you with an idea, and if so long as there's no inherent danger, allow them to implement that without interfering, without making a suggestion. Wouldn't it be better for you to allow them their moment in the sun and allow them flourish rather than you in fact casting a shadow on their moment in the sun by adding your own suggestion? I think so. I'm going to give you an example if I may. Imagine you believe that your decision-making prowess scores at 9 out of 10 on average. And imagine that you've got two key reports reporting into you. One of them scores an average, in your opinion, of 8 out of 10 in their decision-making, and the other 7 out of 10 in their decision-making. Let's say you keep all the decisions to yourself. So every time you make a decision, let's say you make one decision a month, you move forward 9 paces out of a possible 10 in terms of your business. Your business moves forward 9 paces out of a possible 10 because you consider you score 9 out of 10. Let's imagine you let the other two make decisions. You've got 8 out of 10 here and 7 out of 10 here. That's 15 out of 20. What happens if you allow them make some decisions? Every month that passes, your business moves forward 15 paces instead of 9. 15 out of a possible 20 instead of 9. Add your decision making into that and you've got 15 plus 9, that's your score, and you've got now 24 paces forward every month out of a possible 30. That's huge momentum into your business. That really propels your business forward. And then the question becomes, how do you do that safely? And the answer to that is coaching. You coach your people. And the way I suggest you coach your people is you begin to ask them the question, if I weren't here, what would you do about blah, blah, blah? Johnny comes to you with a problem and you ask him, if I weren't here, what would you do now? And if there's no inherent danger in what Johnny says he's going to do, let him off to do it. Allowing him know that you're there in the background, you're, if you like, the safety net should things go awry. And then simply manage by exception. Don't micromanage. People don't leave jobs, they leave bosses. Don't micromanage. If you want to retain good people, allow them off, allow them be creative, allow them make decisions, allowing them know that you are the safety net behind them and that you'll back them up no matter what. So you want to move your business forward this year, remember, admirals don't make suggestions. What's the big rock? What's the most important aspect of decision making that you know is out of whack, that you know you need to work on? And then the one thing question is, what one thing could you do next week around decision making that would have the biggest possible impact on decision making for you in your organization? And then go do it. And thank you for joining me. Make next week count. I'll see you here this time next week for another Coffee with Colm. Sláinte. I really love great coffee. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.